If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Here's what God is saying in Deuteronomy 28. He is saying, I'm going to bless you with ideas. I'm going to give you ideas for business. I'm going to give you ideas for prosperity. I'm going to show you where the opportunities lie. Now listen carefully. You may have to leave that broken down job that you're on to step in something else. Now I'm really going to blow your mind. You may have to go into a job that pays you less now than where you were in order to get to someplace deeper and higher. God needs to find out if you trust him enough to take a cut for a little while so you can have a long-term blessing. But if you understand that God will have somebody to bridge the gap while you are in what I call adjustment phase, y'all ain't hearing me. You better realize that in the economy of God, your blessing is not just dependent upon you. It is dependent upon God sending somebody into your life to enable you to get to your dream. God has always had this process in motion that if you want to ever go someplace in God, you help somebody get to their destiny in God. And so God will have somebody who'll do something for you to help you get through school, to help you get that job, to help you get into something that's your lifetime dream. Uh-oh. The devil don't want you to know that. He wants you to just think about yourself and what God can do for you. See, when I get to heaven, there are going to be some people who come up to me saying, thank you for putting my child through Christian school. And I didn't even know who they are. I just gave to the fund of that school. My connection to the headmaster of that school said, how much is a year's tuition? And don't even know who they are. But somebody graduated from that school because I believe Deuteronomy 28, that I will have the ability to lend and not to have to borrow. See, here's what happens. Because we've been taught to embrace poverty, we don't understand the opportunity God gives us for financial greatness. Listen carefully, because this is going to take a while for you to change. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. See, the devil has told you not to give. And some of you, he tells, get up and leave the service right before offering. But you see, these narrow-minded people don't understand how God wants to bless you. So the devil is a liar and gets on your shoulder and tells you you can't afford to give what God gave you to be blessed. You can't even hear me now. God says, I want to bless you. All right? So maybe financially you don't have it. So he gives it to you and says, now give it. And I'm going to bless you for giving what I gave you to give. I'm telling you, the game is already in your favor. Look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. This I say, he that sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly. Why? This is contrary to Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28 said, many children, ample crops, large flocks and herds. Right? So you see the word, many, ample, large. So that's not sparingly. You hear that? Do you hear that? Now watch this. Even though the theology is wrong, let's just go along with what's been taught and believed for many years. You believe in God, believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I'm going to go away and prepare a mansion for you. That's been the universal thought. It's wrong, but we're not dealing with that right now. Let's just look at it from that perspective. You got a God who made you a mansion in heaven. Right? Let's just say the theology is right. But he's too broke to meet your need and make you a lender. But you got a mansion where you don't need it. Why would God give you a mansion, a permanent mansion in heaven, when if the rapture comes today, you're only going to be there for 7 years? You can't tear it down and bring it back here. You ever think about that? When you come back to reign and rule with Jesus, where are you going to live? He's not transporting heaven here. How are people going to get around in the new kingdom? There's going to be natural people in the kingdom. Everybody there is not having a glorified body. We're the only ones with glorified bodies because we are born again Christians. Even during the millennium, people are going to die. Because Isaiah says they will live to 100 and be called children when they die. Now here's why. Here's why we need a mansion in heaven. Because we're afraid to have one down here. When a person is afraid to apply principles to have what they need now, they turn it into pie in the sky. So Karl Marx, one of the founders of communism, made this statement that religion is the opiate of the masses. In other words, religion is designed to dope you up so that you won't deal with reality. But if you look in the Bible, God never called his people to future riches. Never. Even when he brought them out of Egypt, he said, go tell them people to pay you. The Bible says when they came out of Egypt, they had so much gold that they could build a golden calf, still have enough gold to overlay all the wood in the holiest of holies, still have enough gold to wear earrings and other jewelry. That's a lot of gold. And you're living week to week, just hoping to make it through. Scared to give because you say, if I give this, I ain't going to have nothing. But you don't have nothing now. That's why you don't have anything. Because you let the devil frighten you. Because you don't trust God. You believe God is a liar. You believe he's lying when he said, I'll supply what you need. No, you won't, Lord. I'm going to hold on to it. And then you wonder why. Why? Why is a child of God living on a credit card? The Bible said the world's supposed to stand in awe of us. It's time for your increase. But I can't send you out of here with a whole bunch of money in your pocket. But I can send you out of here with ideas and an assurance in your heart that this is not God's best for me to live in poverty. That's why this class that we're teaching on kingdom principles is so important. See, all the theology that we're learning, all the deep Hebrew and Greek and all the deep Christian character and all that other stuff we're mastering don't do us a bit of good if we're poor and busted and sad. But if you are sure that God wants me to be successful, if you are sure that God wants you to be victorious, that'll help your attitude. It's hard to pray through when you're broke. It's hard to believe God when you're just walking in sickness all the time. And I refuse to be a fool for the devil and let him mess with my finances. I refuse. See, I believe God gives us skills and abilities. Amen. So I ain't sitting around waiting for the church to give me money or the Lord to put it in somebody's heart. I'm still a carpenter. And he'll give me an opportunity to go earn some extra money. Now I have a degree in psychology. So there's enough schizophrenic people in the world that I can really get paid. I get paid from both of them. I'll charge them both. I'll send two invoices. They won't know which one they're supposed to pay. I'll say, did you pay it? No, I paid it. Did you pay it? No, I didn't pay it. Well, both y'all pay me. So listen to God. He that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. And he that sows large shall reap. Now, the mafia will invest millions of dollars in hotels and casinos to get millions of dollars back. We don't invest bountifully because we're afraid that if we give it, we'll never have it. When the labor movement began, it was for work hours work conditions, and money. That's how it began. People were dying in mines. People were dying in buildings, and the buildings weren't regulated. And so, the government got involved, and the unions got involved, and they started regulating workplaces. They pulled the hours back from 15, 16 hours a day to 8 hours a day. They began to, and they established a minimum wage, and they did all those things because those were the big three. Those were the things that everybody was concerned about: working conditions, hours, and pay. Well, as that baby boomer generation got older, there was a fourth thing: pension. And a lot of the younger people didn't care about pension. They wanted money. But now they're at retirement age. And now they're all saying, we wish we had done something with the pension. So what do you see now in union contracts? The biggest things they're talking about is health insurance and pensions. You don't hear much about salary. Oh, they'll take a 2% increase in salary as long as they have health insurance and pension. Why? Because as you grow older, your needs change. And so you don't need that 65-inch TV when you're 70 and can't walk. What good does it do? Well, this is why Deuteronomy 28, God says, I'm going to bless you in every arena of your life. I'm going to bless you in your going out and your coming in. Listen, you've allowed the enemy, unfortunately, to capitalize on a generational curse and a generational ignorance that has kept us in a permanent state of bondage. Satan has turned us into a permanent underclass spiritually, racially, financially, and educationally. And we are content to be in those shoes. This is the reason why you find that we are the highest group of people who go into those types of services looking for somebody to make us rich. You will find that our people are the ones who deal mostly with the hocus pocus of the financial blessing. Why? Because we don't have anything else or any other way to get the money. So we try to create the Harry Houdini method of increase. Come on, everybody in this area, if I get 60 people to do Psalm 91. So come on, everybody, Psalm 91, $91. And we fall for it. Praise the Lord. I feel, I feel it. I feel it. But you haven't been taught on how to manage what was in your pocket. For if you're taught, Lord, if you're taught how to manage what you have, then God can keep you to be a lender. Hear me. That passage in Deuteronomy 28, when God says you're to lend and not to borrow, he's not talking about a one-time thing. He's not talking about a loan shark. God is talking about you developing a lifestyle where you are no longer a financial victim, where you learn how to walk in prosperity.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08115P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise.